messages and cables back saying not only is this not working, it's disgusting. It said some CIA officials moved to tears watching the process from their own accounts. That's their language. That's not Dianne Feinstein's language. I got to think it takes a lot to move a CIA operative to tears.
Well, it does. And like I said, you're responsible for carrying out orders and instructions unless they're immoral or illegal. And I think at a higher level also if they're stupid. I mean, if you're a high-ranking guy at the top of the chain of command. But that still doesn't dismiss. It still doesn't reduce the stupidity of releasing the report in the first place. I think it's a political move. And if you, like I said, you run the tape forward 5 years, are the people who were involved in producing this report, are they then at risk? The people who are responsible for doing other things which a future administration might find distasteful, are they now at risk?
Yeah,
it's an extremely dangerous thing to do. You know,
we're about out of time. I understand the concern. We're going to hear from you again, and it goes to the question we asked earlier in the show. How do you say we're never going to do this again if you don't have any transparency or accountability, but too much transparency, as we know, can be a risk for our folks who are out there in battle?
It's a very big risk indeed.
Colonel Jack Jacobs, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Rory.
I appreciate it.
That